Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. This is Paul White for July 18th, 2017. Glad you're with me on our journey through Paul's masterful work in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 10, verse 16, Paul says, "But they have not all obeyed the gospel." The they, of course, is Israel. We've been in this journey with Paul since, well, nine. He turns in chapter nine, says, "I wish my brethren could be saved." Works that patch of ground all the way through nine into 10, talking about Israel's present condition, trying to be righteous by works of the law, can't do it. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. He works that distinction being gone now between Jew and Gentile way back in verse 12. So when you get to 14, 15, and Paul's been talking about how they can't be saved unless someone goes to present it to them, and now here they are. But the problem, he says, is they have not all obeyed the gospel. Gospel, interesting usage here. Gospel is good news. Paul's been preaching this since Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the power of God to salvation. So for Paul, we're talking about the good news of Jesus. And here's Paul saying they have not all obeyed the gospel. And he's quoting Isaiah. In fact, the next phrase from verse 16 is, "For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report?" And that's a quote from what we know as Isaiah 53:1. It's also quoted in John 12. John 12:37. Listen to this. "But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him, that the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes, hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, and understand with their hearts, and turn. These things Isaiah spoke when he saw glory, and spoke of him." Now that's a quote from Isaiah 53. It's a quote from Isaiah chapter 6, and it all verses 1, verse 9, verse 10. So if you want to go look those up, Isaiah 53:1, Isaiah 6:1, Isaiah 6:9, Isaiah 6:10. John's quoting it, Paul's quoting it. But what does it mean? Remember, in Romans 10, our verse, verse 16, when Paul quotes this, he is saying that Israel has not believed the gospel, and gospel is good news. And the good news is Jesus. And yet Isaiah doesn't mention Jesus, or does he? Let's go back to the source. Now, granted, I'm not trying to be tricky. No, Isaiah doesn't mention Jesus by name. But look at Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1. "Who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Listen to verse 2. "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He has no form, no comeliness. And when we see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. He's despised, rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We hid our faces from him. He was despised. We did not esteem him." Sounding familiar? Listen to verse 4. "Surely he has borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." Sound familiar? "All we like sheep have gone astray." I'm in verse 6. "We've turned every one to his own way. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all." Or in the Hebrew, "The Lord has caused our iniquity to land on him." Now, who is he talking about? Now, we could keep going, because you know he's it continues into, "He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, didn't open his mouth. He was taken from prison, from judgment. Who declares his generation? He's cut off from the land of the living. They made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. It put him to grief, make his soul an offering for sin," etc., etc. This is Jesus. Now, when Paul quotes Isaiah 53:1, he says, "They have not all obeyed the gospel, for who has believed our report?" He's quoting a chapter in which Jesus' death is highlighted hundreds of years before it happens. A prophetic chapter from Isaiah, talking about what Jesus was going to endure at the cross. And Paul says, "They haven't believed our report." So Paul is saying Israel knew he was coming, and they knew what he would look like. And if they watched him die, They had to know they were watching the Isaiah 53 prophecy lived out. And yet, they still have not believed that report. So Paul is exasperated here in Romans 10. Paul is frustrated because Paul sees that his brethren, according to the blood of Abraham, not the blood of Jesus, his brethren according to Abraham are not following Jesus and Jesus' gospel, even though it's laid out in front of them. And so he's using the argument that they had it prophetically and now they have it naturally. And that leads to, so then, verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, there's some things I want to say about that that are a little out of this context. I'll do that tomorrow. Today, I want to talk about it for a second in its context. Paul is telling us they need to hear the gospel. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed. He says they have heard. The reason they have no faith is they have not applied what they've heard into their heart. And I think he's also saying a preacher needs sent. Israel continues to need to hear the gospel. And it was the word that they had, Old Testament and New Testament, was very much a vocal gospel. Very hard for us to get because we all have Bibles. And most of us can read. This was not the case in that century. In fact, I read a statistic, less than 5% of people could read. If that be the case, then if you were going to hear the gospel, you were literally going to hear it. You weren't going to read it. Even Paul's letters were meant to be read aloud. They were not meant to be copied and passed around. People couldn't write. You can't copy what you can't write. And so it was a very vocal gospel. And it's why the New Testament emphasizes the need for verbal confession, because men needed to be able to hear the gospel and hear the confession of their neighbor and hear that testimony. Tomorrow we'll talk about faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word, and what the implications are for us. And we'll get into that a little deeper as we go. I hope to you'll be with us on the podcast, and also if you can be with us in Southwest Missouri. We're going to be there tomorrow night, Turning Point Church in Springfield, Missouri. Details are at my website, paulwhiteministries.com. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.